The Human Podcast features weekly service audio from the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia. Please visit us at human.org.
My name is Mandy Wenders, and I'm a member of this congregation, and I'm your worship associate this morning. On behalf of Reverend Dave Dunn, our Director of Religious Exploration, Lexi Tangney Brown, our Music Director, Alex Peach, my fellow worship associates, and our dedicated technical team that is making today's live stream possible, I would like to welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation, which we lovingly call Human. Human is a liberal faith community with a mission to nurture our spirit, strive for justice, and transform the world. No matter who you are, who you love, or where you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. Do we have anyone on my left visiting us for the first time today? What about on my right? Oh, sorry. Yes. Welcome. Do you want to say your name and where you're from? Thank you, Sherry, for being here with us this morning. Anybody on my right? No? Okay. All right. We have some announcements this morning. If you are visiting us for the first time and you just don't feel comfortable introducing yourself, on the back of our printed order of worship, there's a QR code that you can scan to get more information about our church and if you want to get in touch with somebody. Or have somebody get in touch with you, that's a great way to do that. We have a few adult enrichment offerings this morning. You can look at your printed order of worship. Please note that there will not be a Sunday service reflection this morning. So that is one discrepancy in the printed order of worship. As always, all ages are welcome in today's service. There's a fidget shelf to my right with some entertainment options for the kids to keep them busy. And there's also a basket of fidget toys in the fellowship hall. And there's also a live stream service being shown on a TV in there if you need to get up and leave with your kids at any point. Children and youth religious exploration classes are held during second hour at 11:15 in Discovery Hall. The schedule for the next several weeks is also printed in your printed order of worship. Temple Kol Emeth is proud to host the 19th Annual Ecumenical Thanksgiving Celebration this Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. Create courageous connections with members of more than 25 area congregations. Enjoy music, non-denominational prayers, speakers, and an amazing choir, including a few of our choir members, and our very own Alex Peach will be on piano. For the safety of all our guests, new security protocols are in place. And registration is required for all in-person attendees there with a clear bag policy in place. And you can register for that on the events page of our website. Our congregational meeting will be held next week in the sanctuary at 12 noon. We'll hear updates about finances, accomplishments, and other areas. Prior to the meeting, during second hour, we'll share a potluck lunch in Fellowship Hall. Please bring a vegetarian dish. We need salads, main dishes, and desserts. The next Common Grounds Coffee House will be Saturday, November 18th. Doors will open at 7. There's a $5 suggested donation at the door, cash only. Come support Human and local area musicians right here in our sanctuary. Bring some extra cash to tip the performers and for treats from the kitchen. Remember when you used to help or try to help your grandmother or grandfather bake bread in the kitchen? Next Sunday will be our annual Bread Communion service. Please bring a special loaf of bread, muffins, biscuits, or perhaps even cookies to share with the community. You will have the chance to speak as to why these baked goods are special to you and how they bring back warm memories. Our call to worship this morning is a quote from Robert Baden Powell, founder of the Scouting Movement in the early 20th century. "Be prepared," the meaning of the motto, is a scout must prepare himself by previously thinking out and practicing how to act on any accident or emergency so that he is never taken by surprise. And now let us light our chalice together by reading together the words that are in our printed order of worship. By the light of this chalice, we prepare for the future. We prepare ourselves for the times of triumph and the times of trial that might come. We prepare ourselves to be present to one another with loving hearts, even in the most difficult times. We prepare ourselves to make the connections that will lift us out of isolation and prepare the path of justice and equality.
As many of you know, yesterday was Veterans Day. We'd like to take the time today to thank and recognize our military veterans who have served our country. Please rise and remain standing when we call your name. Hayden Brown, U.S. Marines. I don't think he's here today. Carol Crookston, U.S. Army. Lawton Etheridge, U.S. Army. Don Gross, U.S. Air Force. We should have told these people we're going to do this. Lynn Hannon, U.S. Army. There we go. Mark Lee, U.S. Air Force. Arnie Moore, U.S. Navy. Mark Peterson, U.S. Navy. And do we have any other veterans present? Would you mind telling us your name and branch?
Yeah, Eric Nelson, Air Force.
To all of you, we can't thank you enough for your service. We're grateful that you have returned home safely and that you are members of this community. Thank you. Our 50-50 partner this month is North Fulton Community Charities, better known as NFCC. I recently took a tour of NFCC, and I was amazed by the breadth of services they offer our community that I was not aware of. Today and all this month, you can help NFC by contributing when we pass the basket or by using your Givelify app. Just be sure when you use the app to push the 50-50 plate button. Our special guest today is Sherry Morgan. Sherry is the Director of Development with NFCC. She started in January of 2020, just before COVID hit. That must have been a challenging time to start. Sherry's in charge of cultivating relationships between all donors, sponsors, and the community. Sherry, thank you for taking the time to come to speak to us. Please welcome Sherry Morgan.
Thank you, Mike. It's a privilege to be here today. Human has been an extraordinary partner to NFCC, from volunteering in the thrift shop routinely, and I don't know who Jeremy is, but I hear his name often as being amazing. Jeremy, wherever you are. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Mike. Thanks to all of you. I know that many of you have donated to NFCC either financially or for coats or Thanksgiving food, toys for the kids, and we can't do without volunteers, that's for sure. The number of volunteers we had last year equated to 20 full-time employees. So thank you for that. That's huge. For those of you that don't know very much about NFCC, our mission is to ease hardship and foster financial stability in the community. We've been around for 40 years. We were actually established by eight churches back in 1983. The first two employees were Mary Drake of the Drake House and Barbara Duffy, who we have a building named after. They basically worked really hard to ensure that families living below the poverty line or above the poverty line, that their needs were met. And I want to tell you a little bit about how we do that and how we support people that live in North Fulton. We have five pillars of work, the first being our food pantry, and many of you may have dropped off donations there, but we just broke a record last week, and it's not a proud record, but we actually served over 260 families in one day. And I have met some of your folks that volunteer in the food pantry that are here today. We give out 65 tons of food per month. We pick up from over 30 food partners, people like organizations like Chick-fil-A, all the grocery stores. We would not be able to do that if it wasn't for the love and support from our community here. Our thrift store provides free clothing to families. We serve on average about 844 families per month, giving out over $43,000 worth of clothing. Every donation made to our thrift store goes back into serving the mission. So we probably had sales of $1.4 million last year. All of that goes back out through financial assistance. We give out over $100,000 a month in financial assistance so people can stay stably housed with rent, mortgage, utilities, even helping with medical expenses. We also, many people don't realize, but the Barbara Duffy Center that opened in April of 2021 houses all of our ESL classes. We have six levels of ESL classes. Also GED tutoring, both of those go a long way into improving language skills, employability, so people can get back on their feet, get back to work, find better jobs. We also do job and financial coaching to help them prepare for interviews with the skills they need to find the job that they want to find. And then lastly, our seasonal programs. You know, we can't do what we do without helping to defray costs that really can be a burden to a lot of our families. So by doing back-to-school backpacks, which you were so lovely in helping us with, warm coats, and we just had that program this week, Thanksgiving food and toys so the parents can come in and shop for their children. We have seen a need of 30% increase and people needing assistance in all of these programs. I had the privilege of working this week at Warm Coat and Thanksgiving. We served 570 families. And as we reflect here today, I felt that it would be important to share with you two really neat stories of kindness and what I'm grateful for having worked at the program this week. I saw an 11-year-old boy come in, and for the first time, he said he was getting a new coat. He was so excited. He ran around looking for the perfect coat. He wanted a puffer coat. And I said, "What's a puffer coat?" And he said, "It's like the Michelin man." And I said, "Okay." So he looked around. He found the perfect coat. He tried it on. He ran up to pick up a warm hat and a scarf. And he said, "Mom, I am so excited. I've found the best coat." He zipped it up. It was 75 degrees out. He said, "I'm wearing it all the way to the car. I'm not taking it off." So that was the first thing. And that coat could have been donated by somebody sitting in this room. And so I want to say thank you for me getting to witness that. And then secondly, yesterday was cold and rainy, and we served a lot of families that came in to get Thanksgiving food. And one of the families, I was told, came back to thank the volunteers in the parking lot that were working in the rain. It was so cold, and brought them all hot coffee. I was so touched by that. So, you know, these programs and the love of our community go so, so far. And I just had to share that because my gratitude and my heart is full. So what I would like to ask of you today is that if any of you have an interest in wanting to come volunteer, please come check us out. If you feel in your heart to give, please do so. There's a great need with families living in this community. And please come shop and donate at our thrift store, because everything dropped off goes back into serving our mission. And most importantly, thank you for giving me time today here with all of you. You're very warm and welcoming. Thank you.
And now let us extinguish our chalice. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again. Meteorologist Max Mayfield said, "Preparation through education is less costly than learning through tragedy." We thank you all for being here today, and especially to Mike for educating us on our new safety plan here at UMIN. And while we certainly hope that we never need to use the information we've learned, we hope that being better prepared in the case of a future emergency here at UMIN will not only help prevent tragedy, but also give us a greater sense of calm in today's uncertain world. Go in peace and enjoy your week.
Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia, thanks you for listening to the UMIN Podcast. Background music, courtesy of Tim Moore from Pixabay.